Chapter 5. Abraham. He faced his hardest challenge. Abraham put one foot in front of the other, trudging steadily toward his destination. This trek would take only a few days, but it was surely the hardest journey of his long life. He kept thinking about what Jehovah had asked of him. "Take, please, your son, your only son, whom you so love, Isaac, and travel to the land of Moriah and offer him up there as a burnt offering on one of the mountains that I will designate to you." Jehovah knew how dear Isaac was to his father. How could God ask such a thing? And how could Abraham find the faith and the courage he needed in order to obey?
The blurb reads, "When Jehovah asked a loving father to do what surely seemed unthinkable, how could he find the courage to obey?" The picture shows Abraham and Isaac traveling up a mountainside. Abraham is holding a vessel of hot embers, and Isaac is carrying a bundle of wood. Isaac is looking over his shoulder at Abraham, who is gazing at the heavens.
The Bible calls Abraham the father of all those having faith. Romans 4:11. His faith was already outstanding long before this, and Jehovah had helped him to strengthen it. For example, one day decades earlier, God told Abraham that he would destroy the wicked cities of Sodom and Gomorrah. Troubled, Abraham asked Jehovah if he would really sweep away good people along with the bad. Jehovah patiently taught Abraham that he would spare those cities if he found even a few righteous people there. Abraham never forgot the lesson. Jehovah is just and merciful. Not long afterward, Jehovah gave Abraham and Sarah a miraculous gift. Though Sarah was almost 90 years old and Abraham almost 100, Jehovah revived their reproductive powers, enabling them to have a son, Isaac. Abraham learned that nothing is impossible for Jehovah. He could even restore vitality to what had seemed dead. That lesson, too, stayed in Abraham's mind and heart. Now, about 25 years later, Abraham surely turned those lessons over and over in his mind as he made his way to Moriah. He came to a conclusion. Even if Isaac were to die, Jehovah could and would resurrect him. So Abraham walked on toward his destination, his hope giving him the courage he needed. When Abraham saw from a distance the place Jehovah had chosen, he told his servants to stay behind while he and Isaac went up to offer a sacrifice. He confidently said that both he and Isaac would return. At a lonely spot on the mountain, the time came. Isaac meekly submitted as his aged father bound him and placed him on an altar. Abraham raised his arm, knife in hand, ready to do the unthinkable. Then he stopped when an angel's voice called out his name and said, "Do not harm the boy." God then praised Abraham for his faith and obedience. He confirmed his promise to bless Abraham, multiply his offspring, and make it possible for all nations of the earth to receive great blessings because of what Abraham had been willing to do. The promise that Jehovah made to Abraham is still being fulfilled. It will bring blessings that will last forever. Jehovah did something else by means of his dealings with Abraham and Isaac. He gave us some insight into what he, Jehovah himself, would go through in order to save all of faithful mankind. As Abraham had been willing to offer up his beloved son, so Jehovah would prove willing to offer up his only begotten Son, Jesus, for the benefit of all. Thus, when we read of Abraham's selfless deed, we also learn about the love of Jehovah. Like Abraham, We will grow in faith if we ponder over what Jehovah has said and done in the past. And as our faith grows, so will our courage. We need not worry about whether God would ask us to do what he asked of Abraham. He has never asked anyone else to do that. But we may know this for certain. Whatever our God asks of us, our faith in him will give us the courage to obey, and our obedience will bring more blessings than we can imagine. Read the Bible account. Genesis 22:1-19 and Hebrews 11:11-12 and 17-19. For discussion. In what ways did Abraham show courage during this part of his life?
Dig deeper. Point 1. What evidence is there that Abraham was a historical person? See Awake, May 2012, page 18, box, and Insight on the Scriptures, Abraham, paragraphs 22 and 23. The picture caption reads, "A wall relief in Karnak, Egypt mentions the Field of Abram." Point 2. How might Abraham have learned about Jehovah God? See Imitate Their Faith, page 26, paragraphs 4 and 5. Point 3. What made Abraham's worship acceptable to Jehovah? See Pure Worship of Jehovah, Restored at Last, page 20, paragraph 18. Point 4. How does Jehovah's promise to Abraham at Genesis 22:17 confirm the Bible's scientific accuracy? See Awake, April 8, 1988, page 25. The background picture shows a star-filled sky over a sandy beach. Reflect on the lessons. How did Abraham's hope help him to be courageous? How will focusing on our hope help us to be courageous? The picture collage first shows a grieving widower looking fondly at a picture of himself and his wife on their wedding day. Then he visualizes them in paradise, walking hand in hand on a beach. How might we imitate Abraham's courage and offer a sacrifice when we see an opportunity to give a witness? Read Hebrews 13:15. Decide how to use our material things. Read Proverbs 3:9. Learn that fellow believers need our help. Read Philippians 4:18. In what other ways might you imitate the courage shown by Abraham in this account? Meditate on the bigger picture. What does this account teach me about Jehovah? How does this account tie in with Jehovah's purposes? What would I like to ask Abraham or Isaac in the resurrection? Learn more. See the events of this account come to life.
Abraham.
Here I am.
Take, please, your son, your only son whom you so love, Isaac, and travel to the land of Moriah, and offer him up there as a burnt offering on one of the mountains that I will designate to you.
Watch the video, Imitate Their Faith, Abraham, Part 2. How did Abraham become Jehovah's close friend, and how can you strengthen your friendship with him? Read Jehovah Called Him My Friend in the Watchtower Study Edition, February 2016, pages 8-12. End of chapter 5.